The UN Security Council adopted a resolution today supporting a peace plan for Western Sahara. But Morocco continues to oppose the measure. The U.S. resolution strongly supports the efforts of former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker, now the Secretary General's special envoy to Western Sahara. In the words of the unanimously adopted resolution, the 15-member Security Council supports Mr. Baker's peace plan for self-determination of the people of Western Sahara as an optimal political solution. The plan would make disputed territory a semi-autonomous part of Morocco for about 5 years. Then residents would choose in a referendum whether to integrate with Morocco, remain semi-autonomous, or become independent. Security Council President, Spanish Ambassador Inocencio Arias, says the Security Council resolution does not impose a solution. Rather, it urges the parties to take the Baker proposal seriously.
The Council is fully backing and supporting the plan, and is telling the parties that this is a historical occasion to try to solve the problem based on the Baker plan. The Baker plan is a balanced and fair plan, and that's what the Council has said.
Mr. Arias says the Security Council will revisit the issue if Morocco fails to comply with the proposal. Morocco seized the phosphates-rich territory in 1976 after it won independence from Spain. Western Sahara's independence movement, the Polisario Front, has backed the new United Nations plan. But Morocco continues to oppose the measure. Moroccan Ambassador Mohamed Benouna says his country feels no additional pressure to follow the Baker plan.
No, we think that now it is to the personal envoy, to the Secretary General, to try to near the gap between the parties.
The Security Council also renewed its mission to Western Sahara until the end of October. Jenny Badner, VOA News at the United Nations.